a new food fight has erupted in India. And it's about one of the most famous dishes to come out of India, one that every other Indian restaurant in the West usually must carry: butter chicken. Everyone knows butter chicken. Chunks of marinated, smoky, spicy chicken cooked in a sauce of tomato, cream, and of course, lots of butter.
If you want to do a fresh chicken tikka, do a fresh tikka and then put it in it. But classically, butter chicken was always a way of recycling.
It's yummy, but now it's giving some Indians indigestion. Two restaurants in New Delhi are both claiming their forefathers invented the authentic butter chicken. The owner of Moti Mahal restaurant says their forefather, Kundan Lal Gujral, came up with it because he was worried about what to do with leftover tandoori chicken. Monish Gujral, Moti Mahal's current managing director, told Reuters they have to defend their legacy.
We will not allow anybody to take away our legacy.
Monish Gujral is the chain's managing director.
It is just for public knowledge. We don't want public to be misled.
Moti Mahal is suing Dariaganj restaurant, a newer kid on the block, saying it's trying to steal the credit, and the filing is 2,700 pages long. Dariaganj's CEO and co-founder Amit Bhagga won't cry chicken either. He's not denying that Moti Mahal is where it all began.
Butter chicken and dal makhani are dishes which were invented in a restaurant called Moti Mahal. And this Moti Mahal restaurant was founded by three partners, and Mr. Kundalal Jaggi was one of the co-founders of that restaurant. And that is why we use this name.
The thing is, Kundanlal Gujral and Kundanlal Jaggi were originally partners at Moti Mahal. Both had fled to Delhi from Peshawar in Pakistan during the partition of the country in 1947 and started Moti Mahal to serve the food from the Punjab they had left behind. Butter chicken was born in tragedy, though now it's been cooked in farce as both sides battle over its authenticity. When it comes to food origins, though, too many cooks can spoil the broth. In fact, this endless quest for authenticity itself is a bit of a red herring, because it's like chasing a mirage. Every home has its own authentic way of preparing beloved local dishes. Krish Ashok is a very popular writer who talks about the science of food. In his book Masala Lab, he says only completely fraudulent people swear by authenticity when it comes to food. For example, the South Indian sambar is a dal with vegetables. It's served in every South Indian home and restaurant and typically has all kinds of veggies like diced potatoes, carrots, green beans. None of them are indigenous, says Ashok.
In South India, the carrots, cabbage and beans, French beans and all used to be called English vegetables. They're still village people, you ask them, they're called English vegetables because they used to be sold to the English people when they were here.
His grandmother grew up with sambar that didn't have those English vegetables, but happily incorporated all of them into her sambar when she moved to the big city of Chennai or Madras from her village. She didn't worry about authenticity. All this to say, food is constantly evolving. The border between Texas and Mexico might be a political hot potato, but it has not stopped food tastes from commingling to create Tex-Mex, which remains hugely popular, though it's authentically neither Texan nor Mexican. The dish of pav bhaji, which has spicy vegetable curry with a soft bun, is famously Indian. Yet, says Ashok, none of its ingredients are authentically Indian.
The pav is Portuguese. The potato is of South American in origin. The capsicum, chilies and tomatoes came from Mexico. All of these were introduced by the Portuguese. The cabbage, cauliflower, carrot, all of these were bought by the Europeans and so on.
It's just the way it's all put together and spiced that makes it Indian.
We Indianize things. The ingredients don't matter. You can give us anything you want. We will borrow left and right. We will borrow cooking. But we will Indianize it.
The court has been asked to decide who owns the right to butter chicken. But for most of us eating it, it doesn't matter who invented it. We just care about who cooks it better right now. And that, to be honest, might be neither Moti Mahal nor Dariaganj, but some hole-in-the-wall restaurant in San Francisco's Tenderloin. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Hey, remember get I just want you, let's get it kicking. Baby, be my butter chicken. I want to make you my chick. Wrapped in on garlic. Baby, be my butter chicken. Baby, be my butter chicken. I want to make you my chick. Wrapped in on garlic. So come on, girl, dance with me. My friends already know you're their Bobby G. You're wearing fancy heels. Are they Jimmy Choo? The way you walk your thing got me hypnotized by you. I'ma make you a queen, Maharani. I'll be your Raja, sadi pyar ki kahani. Hum bas billo karte hani. I just want you, let's get it kicking. Baby, be my butter chicken. I want to make you my chicken.